Hey, you can win a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere Las Vegas, an iconic band at an iconic venue. The Eagles live at Sphere Las Vegas, performing 16 shows this September 20th through December 14th, and you could be there. You got two trips for two with flights, a stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, dinner at Chica Las Vegas, two tickets to the show, plus a vibey VIP experience package. Prizes provided by Live Nation. Now, to enter for your chance to win, text this hour's national keyword, FAST, to 95819. That's FAST, F-A-S-T, to 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. The Biden administration announcing yesterday more than $1 billion in grants aimed at helping retool and reopen 11 auto plants, a significant step in the transition toward electric vehicle production. Notably, over $650 million of this funding is allocated to two factories in Michigan, underscoring the state's pivotal role in the future of the automotive industry. Now, to talk about what it means for Michigan's automotive sector, we're joined on the JR Morning Live line by Glenn Stevens, Executive Director of Mich Auto and Vice President of Automotive and Mobility Initiatives for the Detroit Regional Chamber. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd and Paula. How are you?
We are well. Talk about the significance of the announcement of this grant that we're getting to retool these auto plants. You got GM in Lansing, the Grand River Assembly Plant. They're going to get $500 million. ZF North America getting $158 million. I mean, talk about the impact that these grants will have on retaining jobs and also creating jobs.
Well, absolutely. It's very good news for Michigan and the industry. As you know, we've talked about before, Michigan has 12 assembly plants. And our mission at Mich Auto goes together with what we're trying to accomplish for the state is to protect and retain those companies and those plants and those jobs at all times. Now, we want to grow it and diversify it too, but number one is to protect it. And these grants from the DOE and the IRA are essential to helping to do that.
So, this is about pushing EV, and there are a lot of, when I say pushing, it's because a lot of people are saying, hey, there is a push for EV, and you don't completely have public buy-in. There's not wholesale buy-in. You've got your early adopters, of course. And so how does this work? Because until you get people who want, they want these cars, not just that they are buying them, but that they want these vehicles, how does this translate into long-term economic benefit if we still don't have the adopters?
Well, Paul, it's more about preparing for a transition as opposed to probably pushing. These companies are all in a global fight for market share. They're certainly in a North American fight. It's more about having a proactive strategy to prepare for the transition. These investments, and by the way, they're not gifts and they're not flat-out grants. The companies have to negotiate and provide plans to the DOE to obtain this money. This is really about preparing for the transition that's coming, because you're right, this is a slow transition, but make no mistake about it, we're gonna gradually see market share shifts into pure EVs, and we're already seeing that with plug-in hybrids and others, but it's going to take time.
That's a great point. You have to talk about the future in order to get there, but you also said something that I really want the audience to understand better. You said, these are not gifts. This money is not a gift. You have to negotiate. Can you give us a little more insight into what that is? Because there's also criticism that the Biden administration is trying to buy votes from, you know, target-rich, electoral vote-rich Michigan. And what you're saying means that's not necessarily the case?
No, these gifts, so
is it a gift?
These grants. They're across, I believe, 11 states.
It is, right.
And so what these companies have to do is they have to apply and they have to negotiate plans. In the case of General Motors, they are also investing $900 million into those facilities. And to be real candid, Lansing Grand River, which is one of our 12 assembly plants, has always been, you know, one of those question marks for what product is going to be there in the future. So when you see the company investing in it, which it is, and you see the federal government saying, we're willing to support this transition, it's a good equation to prepare for the future. And again, they have to prepare plans, they have to negotiate these, and there's a process, and it's all laid out on the DOE website. I actually took a look at it early this morning.
Yeah, you know, Glenn, given the focus on retaining and creating UAW jobs, how important is it for the union to buy in to this and, you know, and support this initiative?
Well, it's absolutely essential, and I'll put it in the context of where one of these grants and programs is going to be implemented, and that's in Belvedere, the Belvedere Assembly Plant. That plant is currently idled. Now, as part of the negotiation with the UAW, it has been negotiated that a new product will go into this. But when there's some grant-enabling money, again, in conjunction with Stellantis' investment in that plant, that makes the chances of success for that Belvedere Assembly Plant to be open, and those UAW jobs and all the indirect jobs in the community, by the way, which has a huge multiplier effect, it has a lot of potential for the future when we see an equation like this.
I'm so glad you talked about the other jobs, because there are periphery jobs, you know, the restaurants and third-party vendors and, you know, different tiers of vendors.
Absolutely.
Because we were having a conversation yesterday about, you know, this much money for only this many jobs. And you've really made a great point that it really does have tentacles and it or spokes. Is it tentacles, spokes, or both? Where you actually create a community or an environment for economic success beyond the plant itself and those direct jobs.
Oh, absolutely. These jobs in the assembly plants or a headquarters job in, for example, the Warren Tech Center at General Motors, they have huge multiplier effects. Somewhere between 8 to 10 additional jobs are created in the Michigan economy because of one assembly plant job or one headquarters job. So it winds up being about 20% of Michigan's workforce is tied to our automotive and our mobility industry. So the stakes are significantly high for us as we prepare for the future.
Glenn Stevens is Executive Director of Mich Auto and Vice President of Automotive and Mobility Initiatives for the Detroit Regional Chamber. Glenn, thank you so much for being here this morning, and have a wonderful weekend.
Great context. Thank you.
Thanks, Lloyd and Paul. Have a great day.